您今亲爱的奉献者们，今天是2020年6月3日星期三，我们再次荣幸地邀请到了特选安德布为我们继续来讲解永恒的全方面经济学方面教育方面的
Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Manja Leela chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service. Broadcasting from Srila Mayapur. You may hear some voices in the background. Every morning there is one sadhu walking around the apartment buildings with a large speaker chanting the prayers to the spiritual master.
每天早上都大约是在这个时候就有一个sadhu呢然后就在我们这个所住在住的这个地方然后去唱诵给大圣灵师所以说他们那个声音很大是从一个喇叭里面传出来的
It's called a transcendental alarm clock
这个叫做超然的闹钟
So this is 5 months that we are here in Mayapur
到目前为止我们差不多在 Mayapur 已经待了有5个月了
And we are very blessed because normally at this time of the year it's very very hot but Mayapur is experiencing the most unusual weather where there is a lot of rain and it's cooling down all the time
那我们就是这次就是特别的幸运因为一般来说往年的这个 Mayapur 在这个季节是非常炎热的但是今年却不同寻常下了很多雨差不多每天晚上都会下一场雨所以这样子的话就要凉快多了
Practically speaking, every night we have this massive display of thunders in the sky and then heavy rain
每天晚上都是雷电交加暴雨倾盆
Yes, so this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya
这就是主钦天的马哈帕布的仁慈
But we miss our yatra very much, Kashyadesh China Mission Yatra
不过我们非常的想念 Kashyadesh Yatra 想念我们的中国使命之地
And we pray to be back very soon
所以我们也期待能够尽快的回去
In the meantime, let's swim into the ocean of the Chaitanya Charitamrita
那现在让我们一起来畅游在《Chaitanya Charitamrita》永恒的《Chaitanya经》的甘露之洋中吧。
And hear from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Sanatana Goswami.
我们来聆听《Chaitanya Mahaprabhu》对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
He so expertly presents the science of devotional service.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他非常精湛的呈现了最爱服务的科学。
But I just remembered one extra point I want to make to one question last week.
就我想起上周还有一个问题，在这个问题的基础上，我想补充一点。
Someone expressed some concern about losing everything in Krishna consciousness.
记得有一个奉献者提了一个问题，在这个问题当中。他表示出一种忧虑，就是说，如果我们成了奉献者做奉献服务，但失去了一切，包括物质的这一切，那真是一件比较让人担忧的事。
The point I want to make is that Krishna consciousness is not about being rich or about being poor.
我想说的要点就是 Krishna 知觉和是否富有或者贫穷无关。
The essence is to always be Krishna conscious.
这个关键就是在于是否一直保持着 Krishna 知觉。
So someone can be very wealthy but be Krishna conscious, and someone can be poor.Or not so wealthy and still be Krishna conscious.
所以有的人呢，他可能是非常的富有，但是他与此同时也可以保持着非常好的 Krishna 的知觉。但有的人呢，他可能没有什么钱，比较贫穷，但是在过着这种清贫的生活的同时，也一样可以保持很好的 Krishna 知觉。
The difference is that when you have nothing material, you have nothing to lose.
关键就是在于你要那么想，假如在物质上你一无所有的话，其实你也没有什么可失去的。
But when you have a lot of wealth, you have to be very careful what you do with your wealth.
但是呢，当你有很多财富的时候，那么你怎么样去处理你的这些财富，这就得非常的谨慎小心了。
So now going back to this development of bhakti.
那现在呢，我们再来讲一讲这个分爱的培养。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained how gradually someone comes to Krishna consciousness.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他讲到了一个人怎么样慢慢的走进 Bhakti 分爱服务。
So, first they are the pious credits.
首先就是有这个虔诚活动的累积。
And from those pious credits, in other words, pious credit doesn't mean to dig wells, to plant trees, or to distribute food. These are not considered pious credits, spiritually speaking.
那我们现在从灵性的角度来讲这个虔诚活动，我们在这里说的虔诚活动的这个功业呢，就指的并不是说你开一个医院，或者是挖井，或者去派发一些免费的食物，不是这个意义上的。
Pious credit means that we actually engage knowingly or unknowingly in devotional service.
那我们在这里说的这个虔诚的功业，指的是灵性意义上的，就是说一个人他可能有意识的，或者说是不知不觉的做了分爱服务。
And whether it's knowingly or unknowingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu classifies this as being very fortunate.
就是不管是不知不觉的还是有意识的，谁都要麻烦不过呢，都把此定义为非常幸运的。
In normal terms, people will say, oh, you're very lucky.
那就是说一般口语上来说的话，就是说你非常好运。
And luck is something very, very important in Chinese life.
而在我们的中国人的生活当中呢，就是我们经常说鸿运当头什么的，所以说这种好运对我们中国人来说是非常的重要。
In China, people always talk about being very lucky.
在中国的话，我们经常会说这个人鸿运当头了，这个人非常的幸运。
In other words, they don't understand how karma functions.
换句话说就是。我们可能不知道这个业报定律是怎么样运作的。
But they're hoping that something good will happen.
但是我们希望呢，就是希望有一些好事能够降临到自己的头上。
And oftentimes, this kind of mentality drives people to perform all sorts of ritualistic activities.
很多时候呢，因为有这样的一种心态，所以很多人就愿意做一些比较这个仪式性的这种活动
，just to attract that luck，
就是为了要吸引那个好运。
So they have big icons like Chinese coins。
就是说我们希望能够吸引好的这个福报啊，比如我们经常是愿意福报了什么的。比如说有的标志就像是这个铜钱的这种标志。
And then you have the cat with the legs going like this.
还有那个招财猫，那招财猫的那个一条腿儿，就他的手一直不断的在招财。
What's this for?
Attract the wealth.
And then you have the Chinese calligraphy characters on the side of the door.
还有门上贴的福字什么的啊。
So people hope that something good will happen.
所以呢，大家都是希望呢能够有好运啊，幸福降临。
But this is completely material. I mean, this is 100% completely material.
啊，但是这些是可以说100%是纯粹的物质的。
Lord Chaitanya refers to the word bhagya. Bhagya means good fortune, spiritual fortune.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他用的这个词语叫做 bhagya. Bhagya 的意思就是说灵性的幸运，灵性上的好运。
And even the word fortune in itself in English, when you have a fortune, means you have wealth.
在英语里面呢，说一个人幸运，他就是用这个词语叫做 fortunate, fortune.这个词名词的意思其实也是财富的意思，所以说就是说从财富引申到这个人非常的幸运。
But in that sense, what the Sanskrit refers to in terms of fortune is actually spiritual wealth, spiritual credit.
但是从范文上来说呢，这个幸运它是特指的就是灵性上的财富，灵性上的好运。
And that fortune comes in the form of.Coming in contact with the devotees.
那这个幸运是怎么来的呢？它是伴随着一个人和奉献者之间的接触而来的。
How else would Krishna consciousness come to us if it wasn't from devotees?
所以说，如果不是通过奉献者的话，我们怎么可能有机会接触到奉献服务呢？
Even in the context of these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那就是我们和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个逍遥时光的这种接触，也是因为和奉献者连接的缘故。
If we forget just for a moment that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
如果我们在当下一瞬间忘记了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是至尊人格首身。
That he was just born in a family of very pious Brahmanas.
如果说我们只以为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是出生在一个非常虔诚的婆罗门之家。
And very quick he became very learned in Sanskrit grammar.
然后很快呢，他在很年轻的时候，他就已经精通了梵文的语法。
But there were Vaishnavas here in Navadvip.
那在这里就是在 Navadvip 这个地区，当时就是有 Vaishnava 奉献者了。
There were pure devotees here in Navadvip.
他们在这个Navadvip 就在这个区域就已经有非常虔诚的这个纯粹的 Vaishnava 奉献者了。
So they would tell Nimai Pandit.When are you going to take up Krishna consciousness?
所以他们就会问你，麦潘米特说，你什么时候开始修习 Krishna 知觉啊？
Because Nimai Pandit was so absorbed in studying Shastra.
因为Nimai Pandit 他是满脑子的都是Shastra 经典的学习。
And then he used to tell him, just see one day it will happen.
然后呢，他就经常跟那些奉献者们说，有朝一日我就会开始学习 Krishna 知觉。
So Lord Chaitanya, as a young boy, he had the association of devotees.
所以呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他其实还非常年轻的时候，就是非常童年的时候，其实他就已经接触到了这些奉献者了。
And then later on, he met his spiritual master.
后来呢，他就遇到了他的灵性导师。
And then he began the Sankirtan movement.
然后他就发起了Sankirtan运动，其中圣母运动。
And again, what was the purpose of the Sankirtan movement?
那么Sankirtan运动的宗旨又是什么呢？
Because originally, this Kirtan, this chanting of the holy name was kept within four walls, with closed doors.
因为最初的时候，这个贴塔唱诵这个圣名，是在这个室内的，在四壁之间。
But then he took it to the street.
然后他们后来就开始走出了这个家，到这个街上去公开的唱诵。
So by taking the chanting to the street, Lord Chaitanya created people's good fortune.
所以呢，当他们把这个贴卡就是唱诵圣名带到了大街上的时候，实际上就是为这些周围的这些人们创造了好运。
And it's just like rain.
这个就好像是雨水。
When it rains, the rain falls everywhere without any discrimination.
当这个雨水从天而降的时候，雨水是不做任何分别的，它会落在所有的地方。
Like here, just from our window where we are sitting now, we see the rain falls. When it falls on the building, nothing happens. When it falls on the soil, there is great vegetation.
那这好像是我们现在就在这个窗口这儿，那透过这个窗外呢？就是昨天刚下了这个雨，那这个雨呢，它如果是落在那个房顶上的话，那就什么都不留。但是如果是落到了土壤当中的话，我们就会看到有这个植物生长得非常的繁茂。
So the rain is actually a very, very good example to understand how fortune comes to the conditioned soul.
所以说呢，如果我们要理解说这个幸好运是怎么样降临到受条件限制的灵魂的身上的，那么我们拿这个雨水作为这个例子就是很贴切的了。
We know that rain comes from the evaporation from the water in the ocean that forms clouds. The wind pushes the clouds into the land, and then the clouds pour rain onto the soil.
那我们知道了这个雨水的形成最初是海洋海水的这个蒸发，海水蒸发之后就形成了云朵，然后顺着这个风呢就飘到了大陆上，然后云朵越积越多之后就变成雨水从天而降，就落在这个土壤当中，所以就有了这些绿色的植被。
So the ocean of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以说呢就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个仁慈之阳
evaporates into a cloud.
它蒸发了之后就形成了云朵。
And this cloud of mercy, clouds, it's interesting because clouds, they look like they're just light as cotton balls, but it's inconceivable how clouds actually contain tons and tons of water.
那就形成了这个仁慈的雨云。我们看上去这个云朵是非常轻的，就像是棉絮一样，但是我们很难想象就是这个看似那么轻的这个云朵当中其实蕴含了大量大量的水分。
And then finally the clouds break down and then it pours water everywhere.
然后呢这个云呢终于变成了雨水从天而降了，所以呢到处就是都是大雨倾盆。
And of course, when the soil is very fertile, then vegetation comes very quickly.
那如果是这个土壤是非常肥沃的话，很快里面就有植物非常繁茂的生长出来。
But we have to understand that water never gives up.
但是我们要知道水是不会放弃的。
So there is also the example where you have water flowing from somewhere, falling onto a rock.And after many, many years, that rock actually changes shapes.
有的地方我们可以看到，就是有一些水渗透到、滴落到那个岩石上的，经过这个经年的那个风经年的这个时刻，就是这个石头呢，它开始就变了形状了，就是我们所知道的这个水滴石穿的例子。
So it means that some people are.Very ready to receive that good fortune, and for some people, it will take much longer.
所以说，我们就从这个例子就会知道，有些人呢，他已经做好了去接受这个仁慈的准备，但是有些人他可能要需要比较漫长的这个时间才能够接受得到。
But we have to understand that this great fortune, which is the mercy of a Vaishnava.Is not material energy; it's spiritual energy.
但是我们要知道，就是 Vaishnava 的这个仁慈，它并不是世俗的一种能量，是灵性的能量。
So once someone comes in contact with Krishna consciousness through a devotee, it's only a question of time before they attain pure devotional service.
所以呢，当一个人通过奉献者 接触到了 Krishna 知觉，那么他究竟什么时候能够成为一个纯粹的奉献者呢？那只是一个时间的早晚而已了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then explains that once one becomes very fortunate, Krishna within the heart, who is known as the Chaitya Guru, the Super Soul, will make all the arrangements for the conditioned souls to meet the spiritual master and the devotees.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就是说呢，如果说一个人他非常幸运地接触到了这个原子，奉献者的原子之后，在他心中的已经这个 Chaitya Guru 的，也就是说超灵的这个身份存在的这个至尊主呢，就会做出这个安排，让这个人能够从外在有幸能够接触到灵性导师，或者是这个纯粹的奉献者。
So we explained last week how when the living entities are engaged in materialistic activities, the super soul is not involved in their actions and reactions. This is done by material nature.
一个是财经现实的灵魂，当他去从事这个物质世俗的这个活动的时候，那实际上只是在物质的能量参与了他的这个活动，但所有的活动的这个进行以及这个获得的这个反作用，就是活动和反应都是物质能量参与的，但是呢 Krishna 他本人并没有直接的参与他。
Now our sadhu is chanting the Nishida prayers.
现在我们的那个萨杜他已经开始唱诵这个主题新的这个祷文了。
Anyway, I hope it's not too loud. So, Krishna in the form of the super soul only personally gets involved when it comes to devotional service.
只有当一个人开始这个奉爱服务的时候，在心中的这个 Krishna 也就是超灵，他才直接的去参与到他的这个活动，去介入到他的活动中。
And the way the super soul gets involved is by sending a devotee to the conditioned soul.
那这个超灵他是怎么样去介入到这个奉献者的这个活动呢？那他的方式就是说，他会送一个奉献者到这个受条件限制的灵魂面前。
So Mahaprabhu explains, Mahat Kripa Vina Kame Karme Bhakti Nai Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Samsara Nahikshoy. Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot perform the devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna Bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence.
那么这段话是这样的，就是说，除非一个人得到了一个纯粹奉献者的青睐，否则的话，他是没有办法达到奉爱服务的层面的。更不用说 Krishna Bhakti 对 Krishna 的奉爱了。那这个人甚至是没有办法从物质存在的束缚当中摆脱出来。
So the word here is Mahakripa, means Kripa means mercy. Mahakripa means the mercy of a great devotee.
那在这里呢，就是有一个词语叫 Mahakripa. Kripa 的意思就是仁慈。Mahakripa 呢，这个就是指的巨大的仁慈，指的是奉献者的仁慈。
So then Mahaprabhu gives the example of Jadabharat.
接着马哈帕布呢，他就举了一个例子，就是那个 Jadabharat 的例子。
The story of Jadabharat is mentioned in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
就是在《圣典·博迦瓦坛》的第五篇当中所讲到的这一段故事。
With the story of King Rishabhdev.
就是第五篇一开始讲的是 Rishabhdev， 就日沙巴王。
Who was a Shakti Avesh avatar empowered living entity.
它是一个能量注入的化身。
And he had 100 sons.
然后他呢，有就是100个儿子。
So he instructed those 100 sons on the science of devotional service.
所以呢，他就拿这个奉爱服务的科学来教导了他的100个儿子。
And his eldest son, his name was Bharat.
他长子的名字叫 Bharat.
So Bharat became the king after Lord Rishabhadev left home.
When Rishabhadev 呢，他离家出走之后，他的这个长子 Bharat 就继承了王位，来统治这个王国。
And this world actually was named after Bharat. We call this planet Earth Bharat Varsha.
就是其实印度的这片土地在古代的时候就被称为 Bharat Varsha， 是 Bharat 之地。这个 Bharat 指的就是这个国王的名字哈，就是以这国王的名字来命名这一片土地的。
So Bharat was also an ideal Vaishnava king.
所以 Bharat 呢，他也是一位 Vaishnava 国王的一个典范。
But at some point, quite young in his life, he left his queen, children, ministers, kingdom, left everything, went to live in the forest.
但其实他还是在比较年轻的时候，他就已经抛妻别子啊，离开了他的这个皇后啊、孩子啊，然后包括他的那些大臣啊、护卫啊，还有就是整个王宫啊，他就离开了所有的这一切，然后去到这个森林里面去苦修。
And he entered into deep meditation up to a very high level of Krishna consciousness.
然后呢，他就专注在这个非常深入的冥想之中，然后。就达到了一个比较高的 Krishna 知觉的一个境界了。
But then he became attached to a deer.
但是后来呢，他就依恋上了一头小鹿。
And in his next life, he became a deer.
那后来他就死去了，但是他是在这个对这个小鹿的极度的眷恋当中死去的，他就投生成了一头鹿。
But even in the body of a deer, he had the capacity to hear from the devotees.
但是虽然生为鹿身，但是他还是保持着前世的记忆，然后他还能够听得懂这个奉献者的话。
Like sometimes devotees, they sit somewhere. I mean, mostly in India, and then cows will be sitting there, dogs will be sitting there, and they will get the benefit from the sound vibration.
那有的时候就是在这个圣地，我们看到白沙奉献者聚集在一起，然后在交流，那么。边上可能就有牛啊，或者是狗啊，趴在那儿听，那他们也是受益者。
Sometimes we have a class given in India, and the cows will come and sit there to listen.
有的时候你在印度会看到这样的一个情景，大家在听课，然后呢，这个也有一头这个奶牛会安安静静的坐在那儿一起听。
So they are not ordinary cows.
所以这样的奶牛，它并不是普通的奶牛。
So Bharat was in the form of a deer, listening to the sadhus speaking in shastra.
这个 Bharat 呢，这次他是投生成了一头鹿，所以他也跟那些sadhu圣人们坐在一起。
And then in his next life, he was born in a Brahmin family.
去聆听这个经典。然后再后面这一世呢，他就投生在一个婆罗门的家庭。
But this time he understood that he can't afford to make mistakes.
但是在这一世当中呢，他就知道自己千万再不能失足了。
So even though he was raised in a pure Brahmin family, he was completely disconnected from that family. He became like dumb and like a madman.
那他是出生在一个纯粹的婆罗门的家庭，而且呢，他的家里人也试图用婆罗门的这个原则来训练他，但是他是完全跟这个家庭好像是脱离了这种关系，就像是一个又傻又聋又疯的一个人。
So he used to roam around the fields just like a, he was actually living like a.
他就好像是一个 avadut 一样的，就是经常在这个田野里面呢，到处漫游。
And he was hired to carry the palanquin of the king.
然后后来呢，他就有人在路上发现了他，就雇他去为这个国王抬轿子。
And while he was carrying the palanquin of the king, he was being very careful not to step on the ants, so the palanquin could not.Be supported heavenly.
就是因为呢，他几个人一起抬轿，他是其中的一个，但是在走的过程当中，他特别小心，特别不愿意踩到那些蚂蚁上面的，所以呢，就他就这样，左跨一步，右跨一步，所以这个轿子就一直在颠簸。
So the king chastising, what are you doing? You're not doing your work properly.
然后这国王就非常生气了，说他不好好抬轿。
So Jadabad began to teach the king about the reality of life, about the body, the soul.
对，然后这个时候 Jadabharata 就开始去教导这个国王啊，给他讲解这个生命的本质是什么，告诉他这个躯体和灵魂的区别。
So because Jadabharata was a Paramahansa, he was on the topmost platform of Krishna consciousness.
Jadabharata 他是一个 Paramahansa, 是至尊天鹅，所以说他也是在这个 Krishna 知觉的一个最高的境界。
So he began to teach right there, he began to teach the king.
所以他当场了，就开始就是教导这个国王。
And the king gave up his position as a king and he became his disciple.
就是听完了 Jadabharata 的话之后呢，这个国王他就当场的就下轿，然后就顶拜这个 Jadabharata, 就拜 Jadabharata 为师，就是去臣服皈依于他了，甚至放弃了他的这个国王的地位。
So the most unlikely external, from the external point of view, the most unlikely people will teach us about pure Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，就是从表面上来看的话，有的时候呢，一个是最出乎意料的人，可能他们会向我们去教导这个 Krishna 知觉的课。
So Jadabharata tells the king, "Oh, King Rahugana, without taking upon one's head the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, a Mahatma or a Mahajan." One cannot attain devotional service. Devotional service is not possible to attain simply by undergoing severe austerities and penances, by gorgeously worshipping the deity, or by strictly following the rules and regulations of the sannyas and grihastha order. Nor is it attained by studying the Vedas, submerging oneself in water,actually it's in the water in the winter and in fire in the summer, or by exposing oneself to fire or scorching sunlight.
那他在这里呢，就是说这个拉胡达拿王呢，他说就是如果一个人没有把这个纯粹的奉献者就是说一个马哈展或者是一个马哈斯玛的莲花足下的尘土放在自己的头上，那他就不可能达到三大福禄。仅仅是通过这个严苛的苦行忏悔，或者说是这个隆重的对神像的崇拜，或者严格的去遵循三亚西托波僧或者居士这个身份的规范原则，一个人也是不可能获得这个分爱服务的仅仅是通过研习伟达经典，或者是无论是这个严寒还是酷暑，让自己浸没在这个水中，或者是就是让自己置身于这个火中，或者是这个烈日的炙烤之下，通过这一切也不可能达到分爱服务。
So,I want to speak about this verse because it could be contradicting what we already know.
那我现在呢，就是想把这个刚才说的这一段诗文来进行一个解释，因为它里面所说的这些内容可能跟我们以前的这个认知有一定的矛盾。
Because what we learn in Krishna consciousness is we have to follow rules and regulations.
因为在这个我们学习到了在 Krishna 知觉当中，我们必须要去遵循规范原则。
For example, yesterday was Nirjali Kadashi. Everybody is fasting.
比如说昨天呢是就是大 Ekadashi, Nirjali Kadashi, 那大家都在全戒。
At least just drinking water.
最多也就是喝点水而已。
We still haven't broken our fast. We have one more hour to go.
我们还没有打破戒食，我们还有一个小时的时间。
But to fast all day, it's an austerity.
就是一天这样子戒食呢，的确是一个苦行。
To get up early in the morning, it's an austerity.
早上早起也是苦行。
To chant 16 rounds every day without fail, it's an austerity.
每一天不间断的去坚持念诵十六圈，也可以说是一个苦行。
To follow four regulative principles, it's an austerity.
遵循四个规范原则也是苦行。
So we are performing austerity.
所以从这个意义上来说。我们的确是在遵循这个苦行。
What about worshiping the deities? I mean, the deity worship in Krishna consciousness is so important.
还有就是崇拜神像，在 Krishna 知觉当中，神像崇拜是极其重要的。
Yesterday I saw a picture of the very, very famous Radharaman temple in Vrindavan.
昨天呢，我就是看了一张照片，这个是这照片上是这个。Vrindavan 的 Radharaman 神庙
and they build an entire temple structure around the deity just with banana box.
就是这个照片里面呢，就是他们在这个神坛围绕着这个神像，就是用香蕉皮去做了一个小庙。
And all around there were literally tons of perfect.Mangoes.
然后呢，就是在这个神像的这个周围啊，上上下下到处都放满了这个非常漂亮的，然后是非常熟的这个恰到好处的这个芒果。
And they don't do this just once; they do this all the time.
可能说是堆了好几吨的这个芒果，他们并不是只是这样做一次这样的神像的装饰。而是他们经常是这样的。
And there are many temples in India where the worship is so opulent.
就是在印度有好多的这个地方，神像崇拜是极其的隆重的。
It is the life and soul of all the people.
这个是对当地人来说，就是他们的生命和灵魂。
Which is a little bit different from the temple we visit in China, where there is one bowl with two apples on one side and two oranges on the other.
这个和我们在这个中国所去参观的，或者去敬拜的这个佛庙或者是道观是不一样的。我们看到的往往是有两个碗，左边两个苹果，右边两个橘子。
I mean, deity worship means to give, not to take.
就是神像崇拜的含义就是说去给予，就是。去奉献，而不是去索取。
Prabhupada emphasized so much the gorgeous worship of the deity.
所以呢，对于这种非常隆重的、华美的这个对神像的崇拜，是Srila Prabhupada是经常去强调的。
And we have so many rules and regulations for brahmacharis, grihasthas, sannyasis.
然后呢，还有针对于这个真守生 brahmachari, grihastha 居士，还有 sannyasi。富布森的这种非常多的规范休息的规定。
And we know that if we step out of these regulations, we're going to feel guilty, we're going to feel fallen.
然后我们要是一旦没有很好的去遵守这个规范休息的话，我们就会觉得自己非常的堕落了。
Sometimes devotees who are qualified to be sannyasis will not want to take sannyas.Because they don't want to be exposed to their private life.
就会觉得非常的内疚。那我们有的时候也会看到有一些奉献者，其实他已经具备了这个托钵僧，就是三亚西的这个资格了，但是他们还是没有做这个三亚西，因为做一个三亚西呢，意味着就是没有自己的个人的私生活了，就是一切都在大众的面前展露无遗。
Because they prefer to enjoy their freedom as brahmacharis.
因为他们还是比较的喜欢自己作为 brahmachari 真守身的一些这个私人的空间。
And we are also encouraged and instructed to study Vedic scriptures.
还有呢，我们也被这个鼓励去学习这个经典。
This is integral part. Actually, all these regulations which are listed by Jatabharat, they are the five principles that are given by Srila Rupa Goswami of devotional service.
So,
these
five
principles
are given by Srila Rupa Goswami of devotional service. 所以刚才我们所说的加达巴尔塔他所讲到的这些规范原则这些休息的、这些方法其实都是分爱服务的不可分割的一部分就是如果古斯拉米呢他就讲到了这有这个好多项这个分爱服务那其中就包含了这些了
And finally he mentions the yogis who submerge themselves in icy cold water of the Ganges in the winter to do meditation
然后最后他就是又提到了说那些瑜伽师就是在寒冬腊月的时候将自己的身体浸没在这个冰水当中去休息。
And in the summer, and the hot sun, they surround themselves with fire into and go into meditation.
然后夏天的时候，在烈日炎炎之下了，他们就会坐在这个火堆当中，然后去休息。
In other words, there are many things that we can do.To try to come to the platform of pure devotional service.
就是说，要为了要达到纯粹的分爱服务，可以做各种各样的事情。
But what is mentioned here is that it is not possible to attain pure devotional service unless one has taken upon the head the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee.
但是这个其实要。强调的是一个要点，就是说一个人他除非是能够把这个纯粹的奉献者莲花足下的尘土放在自己的头上，也就是说去顶拜这个尘土，否则的话他是不可能达到分爱服务。
And this is the most important element to make spiritual progress.
那这个实际上也是在这个灵性的进步当中的一个极其重要的一步。
We want to do so many things. Do we have the blessing of the devotees?
就是我们大家呢，就是都雄心勃勃的想做各种各样的事情。但是我在这个与此同时，我们是否得到了奉献者的祝福呢
？Are we following the instructions of the spiritual master?
我们有没有在遵循我们的灵性导师所给予我们的训练呢
？Is it really in line with what Srila Prabhupada instructed us to do?
我们所想做的这个事情。和需要大家的教导是否是契合呢
？So we have to consider the devotees first.
所以首先呢，我们要考虑的是奉献者这个因素。
Then our life is fortunate.
当我们想到奉献者的时候，我们的生命才是有意义的，才是幸运的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now he is putting emphasis.As the utmost importance to receive the mercy of devotees.
所以呢，其他呢，马哈帕夫他就是把这个得到奉献者的仁慈，描述成是重中之重。
And he quotes a very famous verse.
然后他就引用了一个非常。
Actually, he is speaking that. He's not quoting a verse. He's speaking that.
可以。他不是这个原生的去引用这个世界，而是他在讲这段。
We should try to memorize that verse.
就是这个世界，大家要想办法就是。
Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Very very simple.
这个世界，这段世界其实是非常的简单的。
So, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. This is emphasized twice. Association of devotees, association of devotees.
前面是这个一个词语的两次重复。Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. 意思指的是跟奉献者。
Okay, sadhu is devotee, sangha means association.
这个在这里，这个 sadhu 指的是奉献者啊。Sangha 的意思就是联谊，意思就是和奉献者的联谊。
Sarva means all.
Sava 的意思呢，就是都。
And Shastra means scripture.
Shastra 呢是经典。
So it means that association with pure devotees is recommended in all the scriptures.
所以呢，就是这句话的意思，就是说所有的经典都强调和奉献者的联谊。
And to confirm what the scriptures are saying, in the next line it says.Lava matra. Lava matra means 1/11 of a moment. You take one moment, you divide it into 11 parts, one part, a fraction of a moment.
就是为了要证实前面这句所说的经典里所说的这个和奉献者的原因呢，就接下来的这一句就是他就讲到了这个 lava matra， 意思就是说11/1秒，也就是说那是一个真的是一个瞬间了，把一秒钟分成11份，其中的这一份那点时间。
So that's what it takes, lava matra, a fraction of a moment, lava matra sadhusanga in association with devotees。
那就是 lava matra sadhusanga， 意思就是说和奉献者的哪怕是一瞬间的联谊。
What is the result?
那这个结果是什么呢？
Sarva siddhi hoy. Sarva means all, siddhi means perfection。
就是最后一句 一个词是 sarva siddhi hoy， 那这个 sarva 是全部， siddhi 是完美，就是说就是达到了全然的完美。
I have Srimati Radha Mataji, I have copied the verse in Bengali and English translation. If you are able to share it in your own way, I'm not sure.
就是我那个 Srimati Radha 刚才那个，他不把这个诗节的孟加拉文和英文粘贴给了你，然后你就可以跟大家分享一下。
So,
should I tell them which verse then?这个是在
The reference is there. The reference is there. Okay? The reference is there.
Okay.
So, this is how important it is. It's not a question of quantity, it's a question of quality.
所以在这里强调的并不是一个数量，它指的是质量。质量就是说哪怕是那么瞬间的这个涟漪，但是这个涟漪的质量是很高的。
Now, how do we qualify this? How do we take advantage of that association?
就是这样的一个跟萨鲁就是奉献者这个联谊，我们才怎么样才能够最好的去利用它们，善用它们？
Because we may be in the best association, but we may not take advantage of it.
我们可能置身在一个最好的联谊当中，但是可能就没有好好的去利用。
So there, it's a question, of course, the mercy of the devotee overpowers everything, but it's also a question of attitude. In other words, we have to be good recipients.
那当然呢，奉献者的这个仁慈是超越于一切的。但是我们还要看一下自己的心态是怎么样，是否有接受这个奉献者仁慈的一个非常好的心态，这个决定了我们是否能不能接收到这个仁慈。
So if you look at the mechanics, the psychology, how everything works, people are getting books.
那我们来看一下，就是那这个获得仁慈是一个什么样的一个实现的这个机制，这个过程是怎样的？首先是人们得到了书。
When people are getting books, what are they getting? They're getting Krishna association.And they're getting the Pure Devotees Association.
其实当一个人得到了真爱的书的时候呢，他其实就是获得了，同时获得了 Krishna 的联谊，也获得了纯粹奉献者的联谊。
Srila Prabhupada told the book distributors, let them just touch the book.
Srila Prabhupada 对那些派出的奉献者说，就让他们去碰触这个书。
Then he said, let them read one page.
让他们碰下这个书，让他们去阅读哪怕是一页。
Forget about one page, let them read one paragraph.
就哪怕是看不到一页，看一段也好。
Forget about a paragraph, let them read one sentence.
就哪怕不看这个一段，就算是读其中的一句。
Forget about a sentence, let them read one word.
就算没有一句，一个词儿也好。
So, Prabhupada understands the benefit of association.
所以呢 Prabhupada 他是深知这个联谊的重要性。
But people need to be good recipients.
但是呢作为接受者来说，他也应该成为一个很好的接受者。
The same thing with prasadam.
同样这个 prasadam 也是一个道理。
People take prasadam and they say, oh, it's delicious.
大家这个荣耀 prasadam 吃下去之后呢就说这个真的是太美味了。
Well, how many become devotees?
但是又有多少人成为奉献者呢？
I remember people becoming, literally from one day to the next, meeting devotees on the street, receiving prasadam, moving to the temple the next day. Literally speaking. We've seen people on the street seeing the Harinam party, taking prasadam from the devotees in the Harinam, moving to the temple on the weekend, shaving up, and the next day they're out on Harinam chanting.
就是我们看到有一些奉献者是今天他是在大街上遇到了奉献者的这个在哈维纳街上的其中圣灵的队伍，然后呢就在这街上荣耀了普山长，然后就跟着奉献者到了庙里，当天晚上就把头给剃了，第二天呢就跟着这个贴上的这个队伍到大街上去哈维纳了。That's
powerful.
这个真的是很有力量。Now, with the scriptures,
with the prasadam, with the chanting, we get so many people to chant.
然后你看我们现在有了这个经典，然后呢有了普沙当，有了唱诵，仅仅是通过这个圣灵的唱诵，我们就有了那么多的奉献者。
People dance, people cry, people smile.
就是在你们on the street, like, no, we do programs in China.
But even we can see that some countries, the devotees go chanting on the street, the police comes and dance with the devotees.
有的时候看到有一些国家奉献者们上街上去爱那上群众圣灵的
People come out of the shops to dance with the devotees.
还有一些人就从自己的开的这个店铺里面出来，也跟着奉献者一起跳一起唱。
Can you imagine this in China?
你能想象在中国这样的情形吗？
We used to go with Indrajindra Swami inside the shopping malls with the Harinam party, inside, and go from one shop to another.
我们曾经跟着这个Indrajindra Swami的这个三天堂队伍进到那个就是商厦里面去，然后从一个店铺走到另外一个店铺，挨个的。So
this is how we create people's good fortune.
那我们就是这样去创造人们的好运的。And
those who actually take it seriously, then they will join Krishna consciousness.
那些就是非常的认真的
So it is really just a moment's association.
所以的确是这样的，这样的一种跟后面的联谊，真的就是这么一瞬间。So
there is, we will never emphasize enough the extreme importance of sadhu sangha.
所以对于这个三丁三法和奉献者的联姻的这个重要性，我们是怎么强调都是不为过的。Tulayamalavena pinasvargam nakunar bhagam bhagat sangha sagantasya martyanam kim utashi shaha.
The value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot be compared to even the attainment of the heavenly planets. Or liberation from matter, what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of natural prosperity, which is for those who are meant for death.
这是和主的奉献者的一瞬间，您的价值是获取，是这个升至天堂，或者说从物质中得到解脱都无法比拟的，更不用说。 是以这个物质财富的形式所出现的世俗的这种祝福了，那些物质的财富只是对那些终有一日会死亡的人有意义。These
verses were spoken by the sages of many Sharanya.
这个是南美什瓦亚森林的这个圣者说的话。
Because they were performing sacrifice at the beginning of the age of Kali.
因为这是在卡利年代之初的时候，刚开始的时候，他们在做这个青年的祭祀。
And they realized that to be associated with the right people, which means with pure devotees, is far beyond anything we could achieve in this material world.
其实那个时候他们已经就是说意识到了和奉献者之间的这种接触，哪怕是一瞬间呢，也都超越于这个物质世界当中可以获得的一切。
So, in the context of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Sonaka Rishi asking question to Sutta Goswami.
就是说呢，就在圣地国家瓦坛里面呢，沙拉克瑞什他作为圣哲之首的，他在询问苏塔格斯瓦米。
And Sutta Goswami happened to be in the assembly of devotees when Sukadev Goswami was speaking to Maharishi Murti.
那之前就是当时Sukadev Goswami向那些圣人去讲述圣地国家瓦坛的时候，苏塔格斯瓦米呢，他是在场的。
So Prabhupada explained this is the meaning of the disciplic succession.
所以他把他就解释说呢，这个使徒传系或者说使徒传承的意义就在这里。
Actually, association means that it's the association of Krishna which is passed down in a disciplic succession from one spiritual master to another.
其实就是这个联谊指的就是跟奉献者跟那个 Krishna 的联谊，就是 Krishna 他所赐予的这个联谊。他是通过这个使徒传信能够一代一代的灵性导师这样传递下来的。
People, actually many people, even including myself, when I first came in contact with the Bhagavad Gita, people are confused about the Bhagavad Gita, which is a very deep philosophical treaty with a battlefield.
就是说《国家梵歌》呢，它里面讲到的是这个库鲁之野的战争，所以呢，有很多人就觉得这个百思不得其解，为什么是一个战争呢？那么复杂的一个战争，他们没有办法理解其中的深意。
Because normally when you have such a deep philosophical teaching, either you will be sitting under a tree.
就是说一般来说，你要去聆听。非常深刻的这个哲学的讲道的时候呢，一般你会想象中就是应该是坐在一棵菩提树下，或者坐在一棵
树下。Or you'll be sitting on the bank of a river.
或者是坐在那个圣河的边上。
Or you'll be in the forest.
或者是在森林里面。
Or you'll be sitting in a cave.
或者是在一个山洞里面。
Because it's very private.
因为这个就是非常。僻静的一个地方。
Krishna Kriparu Arjunere Lakshaya Kariya Jagatere Rathi Yachena Upadesh Diya. Krishna is so merciful that simply by aiming his instructions at Arjuna, he has given protection to the whole world.
Krishna 是非常的仁慈，只是。向阿朱娜进行了教导，他就给了全世界一保护。
In other words, Krishna did not speak just for Arjuna's benefit.
换句话说，就是 Krishna 他在这里的这个教导，或者说这个讲述，并不是只是让阿朱娜受益的。
And let's not forget that the Bhagavad Gita is actually spoken by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra.And they are not on the battlefield. They are back in Astinapo.
而且我们不要忘记了，这实际上是这个库鲁之野的这个战争的场面呢，是由这个桑加亚在这个 Hastinapo 上的 Dhritarashtra 来讲述的。他可以看到这个战场上是。
That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, you have Sanjaya says, "Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Krishna is saying, Arjuna Uvacha."Arjuna is saying.
所以呢，就是说，在这个国家梵歌当中，我们经常可以看到这句话，其实是桑加亚说的。就是 Bhagavan Uvacha 或者是 Arjuna Uvacha， 就是 Bhagavan 说，就是 Arjuna 说这样。
So this message comes from Krishna and it is spreading everywhere.
这个讯息呢，就是是来自于 Krishna 的，但是传遍了四方。
To this day and into the future, everybody can tap into this amazing knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
就是不光是现在，还有这个子孙后代，他们都有机会能够接触到这个佛家梵歌当中的超然的教导。
So just like Arjuna was an expert archer, whenever he shot his arrows, he hit his target.
就好像是这个 Arjuna 呢，他也是一位射艺非常精湛的神箭手。他只要瞄准一个目标的话，一定是箭无虚发的。
So Krishna's target was Arjuna.
那在这里呢，就是 Krishna 他的这个目标就是 Arjuna.
And by aiming his instructions of Arjuna, Krishna taught.About Krishna consciousness to the whole world.
啊，那这个 Krishna 呢，他实际上就是现在把他的目标瞄准在 Arjuna 身上，也就是说他的这个教导是瞄准的这个 Arjuna 的。但是通过命中这个目标，他就把 Krishna 直觉传遍到了全世界，传遍了所有的世人。
And then Krishna tells Arjuna, "Sarva gunatamam bhuya shrinime paramam bacha isto shime dridam iti tato bakshamite hiti manmana bhavanat bhakto madhya ji mam namaskuru mam evashyashi satyamte pratijane priyoshime Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all.Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend.
那接下来呢，就是说了这一段话，就是说，因为你是我非常亲近的朋友。所以我才向你讲述了我至高无上的教诲，最为机密的知识，好好的聆听，就是为了你的益处。恒常的想着我，成为我的奉献者，崇拜我，礼赞我，如此你必成功的报答我。我向你保证这一点，因为你是我非常亲密的朋友。
So then Mahaprabhu says that.Even though Krishna gave so many instructions in the Bhagavad Gita.
就是接下来呢，就是Mahaprabhu他就是说，虽然在佛家梵歌里 ，Krishna 给予了这么多的教导。
Krishna only gives one instruction.
但实际上，这个训示归根结底就是一句。
That famous verse, "Man mana bhavanat bhakto." That's the one we just heard.
其实就是恒常想着我，成为我的奉献者，这个就是他所有教导的这个核心。
And this verse is the only verse that Krishna speaks twice in the Bhagavad Gita.
而且这个诗节是唯一的一个在佛家梵歌当中重复了两次的诗节。
In chapter 9 and in chapter 18.
就是在第九章，一个是在第九章，还有一个就是在第十八章，同样的这个恒常的想着我，成为我的。奉献者崇拜我礼赞我就是重复的
And Krishna does that because he says you are my very dear friend
那 Krishna 他这么说的他说原因是因为你是我的非常挚爱的或者非常亲密的朋友
The conclusion is that we have to qualify to enter into Krishna's circle of friends
就是结论就是说我们得要让自己具备进入到 Krishna 的这个最亲密的这个朋友圈里的资格。
And we do this through the association of devotees and by following strictly the guidance of the spiritual master.
那怎么做到呢？就是通过跟奉献者的这个联谊，还有一点就是非常严格的去遵循灵性导师的训谕去做。
So today we spoke about the importance of association.With devotees and taking the dust from their lotus feet.
所以我们今天呢，这个讲课的这个核心就是说，怎么样去和奉献者联谊，跟奉献者联谊的重要性，还有就是把 彰显着莲花足下的尘土放在我们的头上的重要性。
All the devotees of lotus feet, both men and women.
就是不管是男奉献者还是女奉献者，都有莲花足。
Even if they wear shoes.
就算他们穿着鞋。
So next time you associate with devotees, look at their feet first.
所以下一次奉献者联姻的时候呢，先看他们的莲花足。
And when you bow down to those feet, it says, Prabhu, Mataji, please give me your mercy.
然后向他们的莲花足顶拜，对他们说 Prabhu, Mataji, 请赐予我莲子。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 我们看一下大家现在有没有问题啊。So in the we bow down in front of the devotees, but in, sometimes we don't do that. But in the heart, we pay obeisance. We should pay obeisance to everyone.
We go first to heart.
我刚才询问说，那有的人可能在形式上外在上面，他们不习惯于就是真的是顶拜奉献者的莲花足，这个做出这样的一个动作来。那他们如果是在心里面天天的去顶拜奉献者呢？那可以吗？那么的上他不就是说不行，你不能相信你的心意，你心意不可信。
The heart is good, but you have to express the heart externally by bowing down.
就是你有这份心是非常好的，这是你的这个内在的这个心情，但是你也要把它转变成为一个外在的行动，也就是说要经常的去顶拜奉献者的莲花足，真正的顶拜在他们的面前。OK， 下一个问题是，这一个问题是来自于苏穆提拉达，顶拜帕布和玛特西，感恩您在圣地的清晨就洒播这甜美的甘露，请问纯粹奉献者莲花足下的尘土并不是很容易得到吧？我们要想得到福禄和圣人的资格也是不容易的，请问我们具体该怎么做呢？ Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu and Mataji. Thank you so much for delivering this nectar so early in the morning in the holy dam. My question is, isn't it very difficult to get the dust under the lotus feet of those pure devotees? If we want to attain the opportunity to serve our guru and the sadhus, it is not very easy. That qualification is not easy to attain. So what can we do to attain that qualification?
We have to pray to Krishna to give you the ability and the intelligence.
你要向这个 Krishna 去祈祷你有这样的获得这个资格的能力和智慧。
We have to be eager.
就是我们要有这样的一份渴望的心。
And that kind of eagerness has to take priority before other things.
所以这个渴望它应当成为你生活当中的重中之重。
Yes, we have to always aspire to qualify to receive that mercy.
就是总是要有这样的一份获得这个仁慈的渴望。But practically speaking, what do we need to do? 具体我们该怎么做？
We always have to be looking for every opportunity we have to serve the devotees.
就是你要时时刻刻的去关注有没有这个服务奉献者的机会，去抓住那个服务奉献者的机会。
Whether you're qualified or not qualified, this is not an issue.
就是不管是我们有资格还是没有资格，其实这个并不是重要。
The intention is more important than the actual activity.
就是你的这份愿望，这个服务的意图，其实它的重要性要超过这个服务本身，这个行动。
So, Narottam Das Thakur gave the analogy of the ducks. Yes.
就是 Madame Dastaku 呢，他就举了这个鸭子的例子。
He said, sometime a man will come to the bank of a river and will throw some pieces of bread to the ducks.
啊，就是有的时候呢，有人他会到一条河边，然后向那个河里面的鸭子扔一些吃的。
Okay, I'll give you a better example. If you go to a, well, I'll finish this now from Dastaku. So he says, the ducks that quack the loudest are the ones who will get the attention.
他就说了，在这一群鸭子当中，叫的声音最响的那个鸭子就能得到这个人的这个注意力。
And Adam Dastaku also has written in a poem, he says, my dear Lord,I am the most disqualified, therefore I deserve your mercy first before everyone else.
还有呢，就是在一首歌里面，拉他们的萨库呢，他也写到说，我是最堕落的，最没有资格的，所以我应当首先获得您的仁慈。
Now another analogy that comes to mind is when people throw food to the goldfish in China.
我又想到了一个例子，就是到这个。公园，中国的公园里面的话，我们经常这个金鱼鱼池啊，大家向那个鱼池里面去扔面包。
So if you want to learn about eagerness for serving Krishna, go to the lake near your home and watch the goldfish.
所以你要是想要体会一下这个服务主、服务这个奉献者的这种渴望究竟意味着什么，你就在你的家附近。找个有金鱼的地方啊，金鱼池塘，在那里去仔细的观察一下就好了。
I mean they go crazy.
啊，就是你的面包一扔下去，他们简直都疯了。
They're always eager to catch something.
总是迫不及待的要抓住某个东西。
So Rupa Goswami says enthusiasm is required.
所以 Rupa Goswami 呢，他就说到这个热情是必不可少的。
And patience.
然后是耐心。
So when we have the right attitude, then we attract. It's like a magnet. We attract the mercy of the devotees.
其实就是当我们有了这份渴望的时候呢，这个就好像是这个一个磁铁一样的，就是可以吸引到奉献者的仁慈。
Now there is a danger there.
不过这里也是有一点危险的。
Because we have to be very careful that.We are not attention seekers.
就是说，我们要非常的小心，不要总是想去吸引注意力。
That we don't make a lot of noise. You say, "Hey, I'm here. Look at me. Look at me."
这就好像是你弄出很大的动静来，生怕别人注意不到你啊！就通过那动静，哎，看看我，看看我呀，我在这儿呀。
There are devotees you never hear about them, and yet they get so much mercy.
有的奉献者他真的是默默无闻的，你甚至都听不到他们，看不到他们，但是他们却获得了这么多的仁慈。
Because they have the right attitude and they are in the right mood.
因为他们有非常好的心态，他们有非常端正的态度。Okay.
Yeah.
先拜莲，请拜姑姑。明白翻译和奉献者联谊怎样把握质量呢？什么决定了奉献者什么决定了联谊的质量？感恩姑姑解释顶拜你的莲花组。So my question is how to make sure the association with devotees has good quality. What actually leads to the good quality of an association? Thank you very much for that.
Good question.
因为这个问题非常的好。
Good quality association means there is chanting, there is hearing, there is exchange of service, and there is sharing prasadam.
我们说这个高质量的这个联谊呢，它一定是具备这么几个因素的：有这个聆听，有唱诵，有这个交流，然后还有奉献。奉献者之间的菩萨等的这个互相的派发分享。
Bad association is when there's gossiping,
就是不好的这个联谊呢，就是大家坐在一起就闲聊八卦。
Socializing.
这个社交。
Being casual.
然后呢，特别漫不经心，特别随便的样子。
So there is a big difference.
所以这个好的质量的联谊和不好的质量的联谊呢，是非常明显的区别的。
Yes.
Okay, that's it. 下一个问题来自于 Hare Krishna. 感谢他的讲课。现在中国的公共场所顶大空气的连还是不容易，也不方便，怎么办好呢？Now it is not convenient to pay obeisances to the devotees' lotus feet in public. So what can we do then?
It's not a question that it's not convenient. It's that we have to be very careful about public opinion.
这里的问题的观念不是在于说你点到面子的牛汉子不方便，是方便没不方便的问题，而是我们也要顾及到公众的这个看法。
For example, when Srila Prabhupada used to arrive at airports, the devotees would go and greet Prabhupada in front of everybody.Everybody would pay them the right to come at India airport, right on the spot.
就是比如说我们在那个时候，在帕帕在的时候呢，就是每一次帕帕到了一个机场抵达的时候，就有好多的奉献者就在机场的大厅里面，在众目睽睽之下，在帕帕的这个面前 ，Dandavat 就是五体投地的顶拜。
So because in the Western world, you can do whatever you like.
因为在西方它是一个很自由开放的一个国家，所以你在公共的场合想做什么就做什么。
If you were going to do this in China, you would get some attention there.
那要是你在中国这么做的话呢，肯定就得吸引很多人的目光了。
So, you can pay businesses with the devotees in the privacy of your home.
所以你可以在这个室内啊，在奉献者的家里向他这样礼拜。
Even if they are not there.
就算是他们没有在你的面前。
When you do your morning program at home, you just bow down and you say, "Bancha kalpatari dushto kupa sindhu deva japa ditanam bhagani bhuva vaishnava dhuna muna maha."
就是你在家里面早上做完了你的清晨的早课，就是蒙格拉蒂最后的时候，你可以念这个奉献者顶拜祷文，向这些奉献者顶拜。
It's not just Mangalati. You can pay business to the devotees as many times as you want during the day also.
那不仅仅是这个蒙格拉蒂，那在这个一天的其他的这个时间，你也可以去顶拜。
And definitely, when you see the devotees in the privacy, you should definitely bow down to them also.
那就是私下跟奉献者见面的时候，那是肯定是得互相顶拜的。
I have seen over the years, not just in China, but in other places where devotees, they meet and they just hug or they pat each other on the back. That's not paying obeisances. That's just being casually friendly.
我也看到就是奉献者跟奉献者见面的时候互相拥抱啊，拍拍肩膀呀，这个就这个就是是这个不叫顶拜了，顶拜莲花族了，这个就是说是非常随意的那种问候啊。
You can hug, but after you pay the obeisances.
当然是拥抱是没问题的，当然可以拥抱了，但是我们可以先拥抱完了之后顶拜。
Now, let's understand what we're doing when we bow down to the devotees.
那现在我们分析一下，就是当我们向奉献者顶拜的时候，到底是在顶拜些什么呢？
One time, there was a very senior devotee in Vrindavan.
有一次呢，在这个 Vrindavan 有一个非常年长资深的奉献者。
Who took sannyas.
他就是接受了sannyas起居。
And when he went around the temple, everybody was paying obeisances to him.
然后呢，他就是起立完了之后，他就在这个庙里面走，然后所有的人见到他就都向他顶拜。
So he told Prabhupada, you know, this is very embarrassing. Everybody's paying obeisances to me now.
然后他就跟释迦牟尼佛才说呢，我就是觉得太尴尬了。无论我走到哪里，别人都向我顶拜。
Prabhupada said, "You are very mistaken, my friend."
那 Prabhupada 他
The paying obeisance is to Paramatma within your heart. So even sometimes we don't feel inclined to pay obeisance to a devotee because of external reasons, we pay obeisance to the super soul within their heart.
那有的时候即便是因为一些外在的原因，我们不是很想去顶拜这个奉献者本人，那我们也应当要去顶拜他心中的超灵，这样去顶拜他。
And that's why a devotee who has equal vision should be able to pay obeisance to all living entities.
所以说呢，有着一视同仁的平等的眼光的奉献者，就是应当向所有的生物体都顶戴。That's
why Jagbarat was avoiding the ants.
这就是为什么，就是我们前面说到那个Jagbarat，他就是不想踩到这个蚂蚁身上。Because
we see the soul in all living entities.
因为我们是在所有的这个生物体心中都看到了这个超灵的存在。
So even more to see Paramatma in the heart of a devotee.
那么在一个奉献者的心中，我们就更应当看到Paramatma超灵。 下一个问题，请问李达达西，请问您如果非常幸运得到了这无比无比的仁慈的礼物之后，我们可以告诉最亲密的奉献者伙伴，还是要守口如瓶的保守这个秘密？只要更加踏实努力的去做这个服务呢？我们应该怎样去做到更好的取悦主，同时避免骄傲和嫉妒呢？
So if we very fortunately get this merciful and matchless gift, can we tell our most our dearest devoted friend, or we should keep it as a secret in our heart, and even more to do a service with utmost effort? What can we do to please the Lord in a better way while avoiding pride and envy in our hearts?
Who are the
dearest friends? No, he said that we have some close devotee friends.
Oh, close devotee friends. Okay. Yeah, and then?
Can we just tell them, oh, I've got the gift, the matchless gift, or should I keep the secret, or continue doing the service, or so what can we do to please the Lord while avoiding pride and envy? Because sometimes we disclose the secret with your pride proud.
So it depends. For example, Rupa Goswami explained there are six exchanges.
Rupa Goswami 他说到了，就是有六种奉献者跟奉献者之间的交流互动。
Dadati, Prati, Grinati, Guyam, Akati, Prichati, Bhumpe, Bhacharati, Chela, Sat, Vidam, Priti, Lakshanam. We offer gift and receive gifts.
就是这个互赠礼物，我们赠与别人礼物，接受别人给予我们的礼物。
We give prasadam, receive prasadam.
我们给予别的奉献者prasadam，接受奉献者给我们的prasadam。
And we express our heart with confidence and we inquire confidentially.
就是我们向
So it depends on the relationship with those particular devotees if we want to be confidential enough to express, but it's not a question of expressing our liquid of God. It's actually checking with them. To actually check with those devotees. This is what I have. What do you think? How do you qualify this?
所以说呢，这个就是，当然是基于你跟另外一个你所说的这个亲密的奉献者伙伴之间的这种关系了。其实，在你跟他去分享你的所得到的这个仁慈的时候呢，并不是说只是这么简单的，就是把你所获得的这个仁慈告诉他，让他知道这件事情。 其实还有一个很重要的事，也是去向他去求证，向他去询问。你觉得我获得了这个？你觉得我应该进一步，应该怎么样做呢？你觉得怎样呢？等等。For
example, there are certain rules in Vaishnava behavior.
比如说在这个 Vaishnava 的行为当中是有 一定的规范可以。
Just to give some examples.
我可以举个例。
You don't tell devotees how many rounds you chant except your 60 rounds. You don't reveal to people when you do extra things for Krishna.
就是比如说你对为这个 Krishna 多做了一些服务，举例来说，我们每天是16圈，然后你念的更多了，你就不会向奉献者去说，你看我今天念了更多的圈数，或者说你多做了一些什么，没有必要去跟奉献者去讲。
Near Jali Kadashi, we chanted 64 rounds. You don't need to promote this.
就是你那个在 Near Jali Kadashi 这个戴爱卡达西之日，你如果说念诵了64圈，你也不必去这个大肆的渲染，去广而告之。
This is between you and Krishna.
这个是发生在你和 Krishna 之间。
A Vaishnava does not reveal private things like this.
这一个 Vaishnava 是不会向别人随便的吐露这样的自己的秘密的。
You don't reveal to the I'm reading so many books, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
你不用跟别的奉献者去讲我看了那么多的书，然后我在做这个做那个，没有必要去跟他们去说。
But the result will show.Naturally.
但是这个结果是会自然而然地浮现出来的。
For example, you may express yourself to another devotee with confidence, but just what you need to know, you don't need to give the whole context.
就比如说你跟一个奉献者关系是非常的亲密的，那你可以稍微跟他吐露一些在做些什么，但是你不用把这个跟他讲很多很多，把这个大背景什么都跟他描述一遍，从头到尾，这是没有必要。你可以透露那么一点点。
So in this way, we cherish what we have.
也就是说呢，我们对于我们自己所获得的非常的珍视，对，一方面是这样。
And we use it wisely.
另外一方面呢，我们也要非常智慧的去运用它。
Okay.
Yes, so this is the way to avoid pride and envy.
Yes, it's the same. Pride and envy is the same.
就是这个骄傲和嫉妒呢，其实是总是伴随在一起的。所以当你去这样去做的时候，就可以进
入。You see, we have to understand that on the material platform, there are so many, There's so many byproducts of the modes of material nature.
从这个世俗物质的层面上，我们就知道，就是物质自然它有很多的延伸出来的副产品。
And envy is one of those.
比如说，嫉妒就是其中的一项。
Pride is one of those.
骄傲也是其中的一项。
Or anger.
还有愤怒。
But we have to understand that all these.Material qualities actually exist on the pure platform of Krishna consciousness.
我们要知道，其实刚才所说的这个骄傲、嫉妒、愤怒这些，其实它是有一个原本的这个灵性层面上的一个对应的，就是它原本在灵性的这个语境当中就是存在。
For example, competition in the material world can be very nasty.
比如说呢，就是说在这个物质世界里面呢，相互的这种尔虞我诈，相互的这个竞争呢，可能就是非常有杀伤力。
But Prabhupada encouraged competition.
但是呢，他却去鼓励奉献者竞争。
To please the Guru and to please Krishna.
但是目的是为了去取悦 Krishna, 取悦这个 Guru.
I mean, when I became a devotee, competition was fierce.
就是当我进入了这个奉献者的这个群体的时候，当时这个竞争的气氛是非常的激烈的。
What the devotees would do more to distribute more books than another devotee?
就是奉献者都在那竞争，我怎么样才能比另外的奉献者派了更多的书呢
？I remember when we used to cook for Krishna on Janmashtami day.
我们还记得，就是以前在这个 Janmashtami 那一天，就是 Krishna 的显现日那一天，我们做饭。
The minimum number of dishes was 108.
至少呢，就是得要做出108道菜。
But then we would find out that in other yatra has already cooked 250, so everybody would go crazy. We're gonna have more.
然后呢，大家就打听到了另外的一个鸭犬，另外的一个庙，他们做到了250道。然后我们就不服气了，大家真是加紧了干，大家都要这个做的更多的菜。
And by 11 o'clock at night, we would call the London Temple and say we've done 750 dishes. What a number!
然后到了晚上深更半夜了，还给伦敦的庙里面打电话说，今天我们做了750道菜，你们做了多少道
？Because that's the mood of the devotees in Vrindavan. They always try to outdo each other to please Krishna the most.
就是 Vrindavan 的那个奉献者们就是这样的一个氛围，他们就是这样相互竞争。看谁能够为 Krishna 做更多的服务。
Okay.
Okay. So, Smriti Rana, 就是这些问题了，是吗？
It's now 6 o'clock.
现在在这里是六点钟。
Alright. So we'll finish here. Thank you very much, Smriti Rana Mataji.
那我们今天的讲课就到这里结束。非常感谢Smriti Rana Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Puni Mataji, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Puni Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for your wonderful questions.
感谢所有的奉献者提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai.Kashadosh Yatra Ki Jai, Bokanamunde Hari
Hari. 空海清福元一明星进来的奉献者们，今天的永恒的解脱禅经是解脱禅师从密法的讲课，就到这里结束。我们现在讲到的是玛利亚利拉中篇逍遥的22章，父爱服务的程序啊，讲到了第60十节。下周同一时间，我们继续再来聆听解脱禅马哈普布的逍遥时光。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 智慧的一天 ，Hare Krishna。